Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Route 40 Business Association. And before I get to my first guest, I have one of the past presidents on the phone. I have Maria Terry. Maria, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Justin.
Maria, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I am doing well.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Can people sign up for the Route 40 Business Association like today if they want, Maria?
Absolutely. We accept members at any time. And the best way to do that is to go to our website, which is route40business.com. And you have the option of filling out the online membership application and paying online. Or you can print the application and mail it to us along with the check.
And that website, route4040business.com, like you said, and we posted that link a little bit ago on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/WHGM Gold, and also a link to your actual Facebook page so people can follow along and find out more information. And I know throughout the pandemic, you were keeping people posted with everything that's going on, so it's a good page to follow on Facebook, right, Maria?
Absolutely, and we will continue to do that as we deal with the pandemic.
Absolutely. But yet you still have stuff coming up. And what do you have coming up, Maria?
So our next event is a luncheon on Wednesday, September the 8th, from 11 until 1 o'clock at Water's Edge Event Center in Belkamp. The guest speaker is going to be Greg Pizzuto, who is the executive director of Visit Harper's.
And is that open to non-members also, or does someone have to be a member to attend that event?
That is open to everyone. So we encourage everyone to attend our event, and we do plan on offering in-person attendance as well as virtual attendance.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and we do charge a lower fee for those who choose to participate virtually.
Do they need to register in advance, or can people show up the day of the event?
We ask that people register in advance because we need to make sure that we have enough food for everyone. And they can go directly to our website once again in order to register for the event.
And when is that event again?
It is Wednesday, September the 8th from 11 until 1 at Water's Edge Event Center.
So you have that coming up. Anything else?
A couple of days later, Extreme Family Outreach is having a golf tournament at Ruggles Golf Course at Aberdeen Proving Ground. So we help Extreme Family Outreach market the event. So we certainly encourage people to participate in the golf tournament.
And people can still sign up to join that golf tournament, right?
Yes, they can. There's still time for that, and I believe sponsorship opportunities are available as well.
If people don't play golf, can they still show up to the event, Maria?
Yes, they can. They are always looking for volunteers. So if you don't play golf, then perhaps you can volunteer that day.
Okay, great. And there's more information about that on your website also?
Yes. You can also go to the Extreme Family Outreach website, which is extremefamilyoutreach.com.
Okay, great. And again, to make it simple to get access to your stuff, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So one of the past presidents for the Route 40 Business Association, Maria Terry, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give some information about some of the events you guys have coming up. Thank you so much, Maria.
Thank you so much for having us, Justin.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great day, Maria. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. And my actual first guest this morning is Mike McPherson, the CEO for Freedom Federal Credit Union. Mike, are you there?
I sure am. Thanks.
Mike, Mike, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. I appreciate calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Route 40 Business Association, right, Mike?
We certainly are.
And about how long have you been with them?
It's been so many years, I can't remember because I've been with the credit union for 17 years, and I know that we've been involved with them in one form or another the entire time I've been here.
So then it sounds like you would recommend to someone that's listening that's not part of the Route 40 Business Association yet to check them out to see what they have to offer?
Oh, absolutely. You can't get in touch with the business community any better than joining the Route 40 Business Association. I mean, there's great networking, there's great opportunities to, you know, like I say, meet and greet people, find out what's going on in the community. You have to participate in it.
Especially, yeah, if you're involved with the community. And I know during the whole COVID-19, you know, pandemic, they were keeping people posted with these emails, right? Keeping you updated?
Oh, absolutely. The information exchange is invaluable. It really is. And the more of those types of opportunities that you have, then the more you can communicate back with the people that you serve. In our case, you know, our members and our other business partners. It allows us to keep a free flow of exchanging information amongst all of us that we can benefit from and support each other with.
Absolutely. And if you do want more information, like I said earlier, you can go directly to their website, route40business.com. To make it simple, we posted a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold with a direct link to get you to that website and their Facebook page. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And your direct website, Mike, is simply freedomfcu.org. And for those who might not have heard of Freedom Federal Credit Union, could you kind of just briefly explain what that is, Mike?
Sure, absolutely. There's nothing I love more than talking about the credit union and what we do for the community and for the people that we serve and the businesses that we serve. Mm. Freedom's been around for over 68 years. We are a federally chartered credit union serving all those in Harford and Baltimore County. And the Baltimore County just happened. We got our ability to serve people in Baltimore County just as the pandemic hit. And you would think that that would slow us down, but it did not. And because the credit union's driving principle is people helping people, and nothing demonstrated that more than the COVID-19 crisis. You know, we focus on, with the credit union, the most important thing to know about us is that we are a not-for-profit cooperative. And what that simply means is that we make money to reinvest back into the credit union and to our members. We don't have stockholders. We're not making money for people, you know, sitting in a back room wearing fancy suits. We use the funds to pay our bills, but then to also keep our rates competitive, our fees down, and to enhance all of our products and services, which turned out to be one of those, if you will, godsends over the years, because one of the things that we did prior to the pandemic, which we had already been working on, was a complete reinvestment in our infrastructure so that when the COVID pandemic hit and we had to modify operations, we never stopped serving our members, because while we may have had to limit access to our lobbies, we still had the drive-through. We still had all of the technologies for virtual access where people could, you know, access their accounts, get what they needed, be provided the services that were important to them, no matter where they were and what time it was. So it's been a very trying but also a very exciting time to know that, you know, the credit union principle, our main philosophy of being a trusted partner within the community for our business members, for our everyday clients and customers, that we were able to continue to serve them throughout. And as I mentioned, here we are still kind of in the throes of things with the pandemic, and we are getting ready to open a brand new location this weekend in Baltimore County, our first one in Baltimore County.
Wow.
In the Honeygo Village Shopping Center, right across the line down in Perry Hall. So it's crazy to think that we did that and that we're moving forward with it, but we believe in following what our members need, what's in the best interest of the people that we serve. And so how could we not keep moving forward?
Wow, it's unbelievable. Congratulations on the new branch. And from what I understand, when people join you guys, like you said, you're not serving, you know, the big businessman in the back room with the fancy coat. It's more when people become a member, they kind of own part of that, right?
That's exactly true. Every member is an owner, and every member has a voice in our operations. Like, we are governed by a board of directors, and that board of directors consists of members that belong to the credit union, just everyday folks who have shown an interest in helping guide the credit union. They speak on behalf of the members. We have annual meetings where everyone can attend. Anybody can run or ask to be part of our various volunteer committees. So the fact that we're run by volunteers who are also members of the credit union, well, I should say it helps reinforce the idea that the decisions we make are not basically driven by numbers. Numbers are great. We need them to measure things and to show what's working and not working. Mm. But we're not guided by them. We're guided by doing what's right by our members. And we have people that are helping to guide the decision-making process that have that same mindset. What is it going to do for our members, for our people, our businesses? Because we serve not just the individual, but we have a thriving business and commercial program, you know, mortgage program. There isn't anything out there from a financial industry standpoint that we don't offer, that we don't have the technology for. But in addition to that, we're that local element where we have boots on the ground, people in the community. One of the things I'm most proud of is our community outreach programs, where we actually allow our staff the opportunity to volunteer, even during working hours, as you know, as scheduling permits, to volunteer at different events within the community so that we can help support anything from the school system to the hospitals to the Upper Chesapeake Health System to the ARC of Northern Chesapeake to the Boys and Girls Club. We wouldn't have enough time for me to mention all of the various organizations that we contribute to, and not just, you know, financially, but with actual time, talent, and treasure of people going out there and, as they say, walking the walk.
Who can join you guys? Like, if someone's not a member, you have the branch opening up in Baltimore County. You've got branches in Harford County. Does someone have to live in Harford County to go to Harford County, or live in Baltimore County to use the Baltimore County one?
Well, the clearest definition I can give you is that anyone who lives, works, worships, attends school, or volunteers in either Harford or Baltimore County can join the credit union, or their immediate family members.
So what would be the best way to get started, Mike?
You can go right online. You can stop into any one of our branches, obviously, but in this day and age, you can just go online to our website, freedomfcu.org. There is a place to join. You sign up. What we have is, as you become a member, when you talk about owning it, you have to have a share of the credit union, which basically means the only requirement we have is that you put a dollar into a savings account, and you can open a checking account. You don't have to have any money in it to open it up, but you can fund the accounts online in any number of ways. But yeah, you just go online, say you want to be a member, put down how you're eligible, and bingo, bango, bongo, you're in.
So that's freedomfcu.org. And like I said, to make it simple, we posted a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHEMGold to get you to the Route 40 Business Association's website and Facebook page. When you click on there, they have access to your stuff. And is there a phone number people can call?
Yeah, usually it's just 676-5700 or 410. There's a toll-free number on the website as well. There's all sorts of contact information listed on our website. So I would always default to go to the website. It's easy to find any of our contact information, as well as the main numbers if you wanted to call in and speak to somebody. We do have someone answering the phones 24/7.
And today's a big day, because here in a little bit, you got the grand opening for the celebration for the new branch. And I'm hearing there's going to be food, music, games, a whole bunch of activities going on today. And where's that new branch opening up again? One more time, Mike.
That is in the Honeygo Village Shopping Center on Honeygo Boulevard. It's called the Honeygo area, Perry Hall. Well, when I used to live down there, it was probably called Nottingham and White Marsh and all those kind of things. But I think if everyone knows where the Honeygo Village Shopping Center is, they'll know where that is. And yeah, we're going to be having all sorts of things, games and giveaways and things along those lines. So I invite all of your listeners to attend. Hopefully, as I knock wood here, the rain will hold off, because we're committed. We're going, rain or shine.
All right. So
what we can do outside will be limited by that, but it'll be a great experience and a great way to really learn who we are. I mean, I can tell you all sorts of things, but to experience yourself, to really discover the credit union advantage, the benefit that Freedom brings beyond all of the other financial institutions that are out there, I think you're really going to like what you see from Freedom.
And I know when you go to that website, a banner pops up to give you more information about the big opening that's happening later on this morning. So that's why you just go directly to the website, freedomfcu.org. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you the Route 40 Business Association's Facebook page and website. Click on there. They'll have access to your stuff for more information. So Mike McPherson, the CEO for Freedom Federal Credit Union, I want to thank you so much for calling in today and say congratulations once again on the new branch that's opening up today. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and welcome to everybody.
My pleasure, Mike. Have a great day. Thanks again. Take care.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with Cecil Slowly, the operations manager for Island Spice Grill and Lounge, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Route 40 Business Association. And my final guest is Cecil Slowly, the operations manager for Island Spice Grill and Lounge. Cecil, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, Justin. Hey, thanks for having us. We appreciate the opportunity to be with everyone this morning. It's really just an honor to, you know, once again, be with you guys. I know several years ago, we were able to connect, and it was a great opportunity to just get some exposure. And, you know, we've seen some, you know, some benefits from that. So yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Well, I do appreciate you calling in, of course. And of course, you are with the Route 40 Business Association, right, Cecil?
Yes. Yeah. We've actually done business with them for a little over 5 years or so. And that relationship has been fruitful for us. They've been a great partner to work with, and just, you know, promoting what we do and giving us exposure to, you know, other small businesses that are in the area that we're able to network with. And so we've had a couple of events there at Island Spice that we've hosted, and those were extremely beneficial. And, you know, we saw some repeat customers from that. And again, just whether it's just providing services that we may need ourselves as a company, it's been very rewarding. So yeah, it's been exciting.
So if a business is listening, Cecil, right now, and they're not part of it, or they're, you know, thinking about opening a business or been in business for a while, you would recommend them to reach out to the Route 40 Business Association and see what the benefits they offer?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's another platform that allows you that type of exposure. And really, it covers so many things. You know, it doesn't matter what you need. And then not only do you get the exposure to those folks that are there, they may have other resources that you may not have, you know, be familiar with. And it's just good, trustworthy folks. Mm-hmm. That's also small business operators that are just, you know, supporting one another. And yeah, I definitely highly recommend them.
Yeah, it's a great way to network with people you might not normally meet with. And so, like I said earlier, we post more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold with a direct link to get you to the Route 40 Business Association's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff for more information. And your direct website is islandspicejamaicanfood.com. And for those who might not have heard of Island Spice Grill and Lounge, could you just kind of briefly explain, Cecil, what you guys offer there?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we're located right in Edgewood, Maryland, in the business park right off of Route 24. We offer an amazing experience of Caribbean food, Jamaican food more specifically, but with so many different flavors to it. You know, our jerk chicken is obviously our signature dish, and you take it from there. We have jerk lamb. We have, you know, oxtails is really a big thing for us. And of course, I can't forget to mention our Rasta pasta, our all-time favorite. You know, customers really enjoy that. But we really provide a lot of different type of food mix. And, you know, we've been really getting great feedback. The atmosphere there has been really surprising for a lot of folks when they drive in. You know, the lighting from the outside, how just welcoming it is with our outdoor seating, our expanded seating on the front. And then we just open up the jungle right on the side. We have an expanded outdoor section there. Mm-hmm. Really cool atmosphere. And then once you're inside, you know, folks have just been amazed by how beautiful it looks. The atmosphere, again, we have live music every Friday and Saturday night, and that's been great. But we're celebrating 7 years now. And it's the number of perfection, right? So we feel like we've really come into our own. And we're just looking for what we can do next. You know, where is this going to take us, the next chapter? So it's been very, very exciting.
Well, congratulations on 7 years. And actually, you're celebrating that anniversary later on today, right?
Yeah, our celebration begins at 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. We're going to have a lot of activity, family fun activities for the kids. We're going to have moon bounds, food outside for the kids. You know, we're going to have also an out live bar. We're going to have the live band performing reggae music, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. We have vendors also that's going to be, you know, selling items there, different types of vendors. So we're excited. We're just hoping for a beautiful day, and we're just ready to get the celebration on. So it's just a wonderful occasion.
So for those that cannot get to Jamaica today or this weekend, they can simply just go to you and enjoy the atmosphere. So it's going on, you said, later on 3 o'clock, and they can find out more information on the website at islandspicejamaicanfood.com. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to the Route 40 Business Association's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they'll have access to your stuff for more information. And on the website, they can even, you know, order gift cards for people as gifts and book reservations that way, right?
Yeah, man, they can definitely do that. And then also they can, where our Instagram is really very, very popular for us. And so they can check us out there at Island Spice Grill. That's our handle on Instagram. And yeah, it's all there. It takes you right into the webpage. And it's a really, really easy to use platform as well.
And you guys recently won an award for Harford County for the like best hospitality and tourism, right?
Yes, we did. Oh, my gosh. That was just so amazing. Wow. You know, I mean, we're just so elated of that honor. And the folks just really showed us that kind of love. We're so thankful for the community and all the folks that voted for us just to get there, man. I mean, we certainly, I mean, it's just so overwhelming. We was unbelievable. And we're just thrilled, you know. And again, we're just looking forward to where is this going to take us next. It just helps us to want to be better at what we do and fine-tune those little things. That's just going to take us to the next level and provide consistency in our food and our service, you know, and we just really appreciate it. We're just so grateful.
And you guys have also been providing to the community kind of some information about COVID-19 and the protocols to make sure people know that when they come see you, they'll be safe pretty much, right?
Yeah, and we do a lot of that. You know, we post a lot of that on our website, you know, and also as you're entering the facility, the restrictions and the requirements there, you know, we follow CDC guidelines, you know, in our establishment. And, you know, we want everyone to be safe at the end of the day, right? That's really a big part of what we do, you know, not only just to come to enjoy yourself, but you want to be safe doing so. And you want to feel comfortable when you're bringing your family to come in and dine with us. And so, again, you know, yeah, we definitely do that indoor, outdoor. You know, we still make sure that we're staying safe and following the protocol. So, and thanks for those who have just been cooperating. It's been a pretty good experience so far. Not a lot of, you know, pushback when you're asking guests kindly to just, hey, look, you know, we want everybody to come and have a good time. And they've been accommodating. So it's been good.
And when do you normally open, Cecil?
So we're typically open from 12 to 9, Monday through Saturday. And then on Sundays, we're open from 12 to 7. And then we're closed on Mondays currently. Then we adjusted those hours, you know, right after COVID. And so, you know, that we're holding on to that, you know, just seeing how it plays out as the demand requires it. Then, you know, we'll adjust accordingly. But that's what we've been sticking to for the last, you know, 12 months or so.
So what are your hours for Saturdays today?
We 9 p.m.
12. Okay, so you'll be opening here in a little bit, but then 3 o'clock later on today is when the celebration kicks in, right?
Yes, yes. So, you know, come on out, bring your family again. It's going to be a really great time. I mean, the last few years, you know, we weren't able to do it last year, so that was a little bit of a letdown. So we're doubling up, you know, our efforts and just trying to take it up another notch so that everyone can come out, you know, and just enjoy themselves.
Yeah, it's a big anniversary for 7 years being around. And I know earlier on the website, people were able to book, you know, reservations and get different, you know, VIP table packages. So you guys are going all out for the customers so they can go directly to that website, islandspicejamaicanfood.com, and find out about the big event happening later on this afternoon starting at 3 o'clock. And to make that link easier to get access to, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold. We'll have that link to get you to the Route 40 Business Association's Facebook page and website. Click on there. They're going to have access to your stuff for more information.
Yeah. Also, you know, just keep, you know, everyone just follow us on Facebook. We post all of our information there. We get live updates as things happen. We post it immediately. We're really, really good about keeping our customers informed, whether, you know, you name it. Sometimes, you know, we had a power outage, whatever it may have happened. We try to make sure that everyone knows so you're not guessing, you know, hey, what's going on. So our Facebook followers are they stay connected with us. We post everything there. We don't hold it back. So just so everyone can kind of know what's going on and it's very current.
And is there a phone number that people can call, Cecil?
410-612-9977 is our number.
You want to say that one more time?
410-612-9977.
Great. And again, you can find that directly on the website, islandspicejamaicanfood.com. To make it simple, go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. So that's why I have the operations manager for Island Spice Grill and Lounge, Cecil Slowly. I want to thank you so much for calling in today. And I want to wish you congratulations and good luck with the big event happening later on this afternoon. Thank you so much, Cecil.
Yeah, man, enough respect. And we look forward to seeing everyone come out. So just come out and have a good time.
All right. Well, have a great rest of your day. Congratulations. And thanks again for calling in today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow, and until next time, have a great day.